In Egypt, President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi seems poised to be re-elected in March. There will only be one other candidate on the ballot. Sisi was elected president in 2014 after leading the military coup that ousted President Mohamed Morsi, the leader of the Muslim Brotherhood. Three other men who were going to challenge Sisi's re-election bid had dropped out of the race before today's registration deadline, and some opposition leaders are calling for a boycott of the election. Joining us now is NPR's Jane Arraf. She's in Cairo, and she joins us on Skype. Jane, tell us more about the man who is going to challenge President el-Sisi. Who is he?
Well, his name is Mustafa Musa, but the thing we really need to know about him, I guess, is he's probably not really a challenge to the president. And that's because he heads this party called Ghad, the Tomorrow Party, which up until just a few hours ago had actually been supporting Sisi. So if you looked on his Facebook page, you would have seen these big posts saying that they supported President Sisi for re-election. But with just a few hours before the deadline today, he actually declared his own candidacy. Those statements of support for Sisi went off, and now he is the candidate, the one who's running against the president.
And why did those three other candidates drop out?
So there were actually four, and then another one way before. So two of them were arrested, which is a pretty good reason to be dropping out. One of them was a former military chief of staff, and he was actually charged with incitement against the military. And military prosecutor said because he hadn't fully retired, he wasn't allowed to run. So he's now been detained. Another one was also, the rest of them basically said that they had been intimidated, their supporters had been harassed, they were worried about the safety of their campaign workers. And then there's a lawyer, Khaled Ali, who actually is facing conviction. He has been convicted, and he's appealing a charge of making an obscene gesture. So for a variety of reasons, they've either been detained, arrested, or pretty much been pressured to drop out.
If any of them had been able to run, though, would they have been a real challenge to el-Sisi, or is he kind of unbeatable?
Well, that's a great question. Unbeatable probably is the way it's going to play out, but that makes him sound much more popular than he actually is. Not that he isn't popular. There are a lot of people who think he is just what the country needs. But there are a lot of other people who, given some choices, wouldn't vote for Sisi. They'd vote for someone who delivered more in the way of freedoms and human rights and all of the things that people took to the streets and protest for when they launched the peaceful revolution that toppled a dictator here. So the bottom line is this just isn't the atmosphere for an election in which there are a lot of candidates, in which there's a real opposition. And that's not what people are expecting, really.
Well, what has el-Sisi done for the economy in Egypt, which has been struggling so much for so many years now since the Arab Spring? Has he been able to make things better for people?
He has made some things better, and there are quite a few business people who are relatively happy with him. That's because he adopted some very painful reforms that were directed by the International Monetary Fund to bail Egypt out of a huge financial crisis. Those reforms plunged people who were poor into even more poverty. But what they have done is they've stabilized the currency. They've stemmed the flow of currency out of here. They've attracted a bit more investment. Tourism is picking up a little bit. So all of those indicators look a little bit better, and people believe that the economy will be better. But people are still desperately poor. So there are signs of light on the horizon, but it hasn't quite kicked in yet for ordinary Egyptians.
And what about the promise of democracy? You mentioned the Arab Spring. It was 7 years ago this month, huge crowds in Tahrir Square, and they didn't like having an authoritarian ruler in Hosni Mubarak. They wanted real democracy. It sounds from what we're hearing about this upcoming election that that has not happened.
No, it hasn't exactly happened. And there are a lot of reasons for that. And, you know, it was such a heady time that the thought that you could actually get people out in peaceful protest and it would create this massive change, which it did for a time. But then you talk to people who are leaders of that revolution and they say their revolution was hijacked. And there are a number of reasons for that as well. But the bottom line is we're looking at a political climate here where the president was at the head of a military coup that toppled an elected leader. Now, he was an elected leader who was becoming increasingly authoritarian. His party, the Muslim Brotherhood, is now banned. And there are thousands of people arrested, thousands of political prisoners. There is virtually no freedom. The country is under martial law. So all of that, a lot of that promise has gone away. That doesn't mean it won't come back. But this isn't really a climate where people who believed in real change are expecting change anytime soon.
That's NPR's Jane Arraf joining us from Cairo, Egypt. Jane, thank you.
Thank you.